Today, you can save big on a holiday gift you'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer seamless Bluetooth pairing, a comfortable noise-isolating fit, and amazing audio quality. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We will bring the rioters to justice. Their accomplices in this house will be held responsible. But today, we must focus on the gravest threat first. President Trump.
Oh, yeah, make me the bad guy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Because Congressman Brian Mast, a Republican from Florida, who lost his legs, by the way, fighting for democracy abroad. Mm-hmm. Although I don't know what his, I don't know about his commitment to it here in the United States.
Wait a minute. My commitment to democracy, to my country, is unwavering. I love this place so much. It literally breaks my heart to see the divide that exists in it. I love our democracy. For all of our problems, there is no government that I would rather be a part of.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
There's a variation on what Winston Churchill once said. Democracy is the worst form of government except for all the others. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, we have breaking news here on the law and order front. MIT professor charged with grant fraud allegedly accepted $29 million from China. An MIT professor, this was just announced at a press conference this morning, an MIT professor, try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity and the ethics of America's elite institutions of higher learning. An MIT professor who allegedly hid his relationship with the Chinese government while securing millions of dollars in grants from the U.S. and abroad was arrested and charged with fraud today. Gang Chen, 56, of Cambridge, was charged in the criminal complaint with wire fraud, failing to file a foreign bank account report, and making a false statement in a tax return. Over the last 8 years, Chen has allegedly received $19 million in U.S. federal grants and $29 million in foreign funding, i.e. Chinese communist money, and did not disclose his work with China to MIT or the U.S. government. He is an expert in nanotechnology and a naturalized U.S. citizen born in China. Well, I think we know who the first person President-elect Joe Biden is going to pardon, right? Can he actually, he said he hasn't even been indicted yet. This is a criminal complaint. But can he pardon him before the indictment? I guess he can. So that's one bit of news. There is another bit of breaking news here. The FBI in Boston, you know, the guys that Whitey Bulger and Stevie Flemmy, six of them were being paid off by them. These are the people who didn't pick up Gary Sampson after he said he was going to start killing people, and he went on to kill three other people. These are the people who got a tip from the Russians that the Tsarnaevs, the welfare-collecting Muslim immigrants, asylees, were in fact Muslim terrorists, and then they didn't bother to investigate. They have now made an arrest in the U.S. Capitol riots. They're a lot more interested in the U.S. Capitol riots than they were in any of the aforementioned crimes that were committed. And many, many more people were killed by Whitey Bulger and Stevie Flemmy while they were given payoffs to the FBI. But they have arrested a guy from New Hampshire, and his name is Thomas Gallagher of Bridgewater, New Hampshire. There used to be a state rep from Alston named Thomas Gallagher, but I don't think it's the same guy because this guy's only 61. That Thomas Gallagher would be over 70 at this point, I believe. I haven't seen him for a long time. I don't know where he is, if he's around. Anyway, He was taken into custody without incident in New Hampshire, charged with knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority, or knowingly with intent to impede government business, etc., etc., etc. Okay, 774. Are we sure it wasn't Jonathan Gruber? Well, this is the other one was a what was his name? Lieber. Lieber also, like Jonathan Gruber, lives in Lexington, formerly home of the Minutemen, now the home of left-wing professors on 128. And Lieber was also charged with taking money from the Chinese government. He was indicted along. He was the head of some chemistry type department at Harvard University. And he's now awaiting trial. He's probably looking at an early pardon, considering he was working for the Red Chinese. And he also is an amateur gardener. He grows giant pumpkins. I don't know if the Chinese are interested in his research into growing giant pumpkins. You know, the last guy that we had who was the last academic in Massachusetts who was interested in pumpkins was a pervert professor at Exeter. I think it was Exeter, maybe Andover, who one of those sister schools, prep schools, who he called himself Mr. Pumpkin as he perved around the neighborhood and tried to hire young kids for unspeakable acts. Anyway. So this is the latest from academia. I'm going to miss Andrew Lelling. I'm glad I'm glad he's still around for a few more days, and it's going to be unfortunate. And one of the people who's allegedly in the mix who wants to succeed him is the district attorney of Suffolk County, Rachel Rollins. And I think she may have suffered somewhat of a blow to her candidacy, if there is indeed a candidacy. She was with us last Friday night, me and Turtle Boy on this show, talking about her run-in with a woman on Christmas Eve at the South Bay Mall. And last night, Channel 25 ran some pretty interesting video of her at her house in Roxbury with a Boston cop who was her escort, her security. And she was yelling at the producer from Channel 25 and throwing around F-bombs, and it was not a good look. We'll play some of that tonight during the show, but we may have updates on that story as we go along. 844-500-4242. It's 781 says Turtle Boy has a new post on the he has all the cuts. We have the cuts too, but he's there. One of the other websites around town took the cuts and boiled them down, and Turtle Boy picked up those cuts. It's pretty easy to see. You don't have to watch the whole whatever it is, 5 minutes or 7 minutes, whatever it is, from Channel 25. But it is pretty interesting. I know people are going to laugh at me for saying this, but I'm sorry that she's in this jam. Because there's some things that she does. I mean, obviously, I want to prosecute people who commit property crimes because they're not victimless crimes. I mean, that seems beyond obvious. You know, if you steal something from somebody, the person you stole it from is a victim, right? But some of the stuff she's done, like calling out Charlie Parker for basically allegedly fixing the case for his son after he was charged with groping the woman on the plane, I was all in favor of that. She wants to continue the investigation of the Department of Public Health, the chemists who falsified tens of thousands of drug cases. She wants to look into a third chemist. She wants an investigation of a third chemist who, by the way, happens to be black and says she's innocent. But still, I mean, she's willing to go after people of color.
Well, and she rarely refuses to come on the show.
I like the fact that she comes on the show.
I would almost classify her as a friend of the show.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, I get along with her personally. When she's not going crazy like she did with the Channel 25 woman, and this was, and one thing Turtle Boy points out too, is that, you know, she said on the show that she didn't know whether the woman that she got into the beef with at the on Christmas Eve at South Bay Mall in the parking lot, which was all jammed up, as you might expect, she didn't know she was white. But then before she recorded this thing with Channel 25, she had the run-in with the Channel 25 producer before she came on the show, and she was telling the producer that the woman that she had had the argument with, the road rage incident with, and in Dorchester, was white. So it, again, it was not a good look, and I'm you know, I know no one's going to believe it, but I'm sorry that she's jammed up like this. And again, if it were up to me, if I were the district attorney of Suffolk County, I would have prosecuted all 55 of those people who went on that rampage in the wake of the George Floyd death last what was it, May 29th or May 30th, somewhere in there. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Where can I see Turtle Boy on Rollins? TurtleBoySports.com. TurtleBoySports.com. And it's he's got all the cuts. It's from some other, like Boston Live or something. And all the cuts are inserted in it. It's pretty easy to see the whole thing. Or you can just go to HowieCarshow.com and see the original interview on Friday night. Anyway, my friends at Eden Pure are extending their New Year's sale, but you need to act while you can. You need to get the Thunderstorm air purifier at the lowest price offered to my listeners. With code word Howie, the Thunderstorm, which I'm now holding up for the social media camera, is available for under $90 and shipping is free. Supplies are limited, so this sale won't last much longer. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor. This could be pet odor, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell in your basement. Just ask Dr. Matt, the house vet of the Howie Car Show. He gave one to his son to take care of the odors from a cat. And he said, the odors are gone.
How do you usually describe that cat?
Vile. Stinky.
I was just thinking about this the other day, Howie. I used to sell appliances at a big department store that's really no longer around anymore. But people would come in for the air filters for their air purifiers, and the salespeople would clamor over who would get to sell these because they were $100 a pop, some of these filters, and you get commission off of it. You don't ever have to change a filter for the Thunderstorm.
This is great. I know. And it doesn't make any noise. And it gives you a good smell. It's great. No filters are needed. To repeat, I've seen much more expensive comparable units in doctor's offices and have asked myself, why didn't they order the Thunderstorm? The Thunderstorm takes up no floor space and is quiet. Take advantage of this extended sale and experience for yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. Shipping is free.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. How'd you like to keep an extra $961 a year in your pocket? That's how much Gabby customers save per year on average with car and home insurance after they go to Gabby. See how much Gabby can save you at Gabby.com/Howie, Gabby.com/Howie. And the longer you've had your insurance on your house or your car, the more likely it is that you haven't taken advantage of new discounts, and you can make some money, save some money by going to Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you ever vote for any of the 10 Republican U.S. reps who voted to impeach Trump yesterday?
I'm going to say no, and I'm going to guess it's 98% say no.
I was going to let you guess, and it's 99.
You know what you call what they did? You call in football, you call that piling on, or you know, you get 15 yards for unsportsmanlike conduct, a late hit. You know, you expect the Democrats to do it, but the Republicans should not be engaging in this sort of thing. 844-500-4242. The story that's breaking is that the Attorney General of the Commonwealth, Mara Healey, says she's going to investigate Rachel Rollins' behavior on Christmas Eve at the South Bay Mall. And the Globe actually got the story. We've got the story, the Herald, but they posted a few minutes ahead of us. And they actually used the sound cut, Taylor, which I thought if, you know, I thought the Globe will never pick up this sound cut because it really makes Rachel Rollins look bad. That's when she said, I apparently spend my time patrolling the South Bay Mall with my lights and siren on. Have you ever been? And then, you know, she says something that some people couldn't get away with saying. It is a haven for emotionally disturbed people and people with substance abuse disorder. I made the bad mistake of going to Stop and Shop that day. And kudos to Andrea Estes, my former colleague at the Herald, for putting that quote from our show in the paper on the Globe website, because, you know, I thought the Globe would never print that because it's so demeaning to the people who shop at South Bay Mall, and the commenters.
Is there an Olive Garden in that plaza?
Is I don't know. I don't know. But the commenters on the Globe are saying, what if the prior district attorney, Dan Conley, who was obviously Irish Catholic, and what if an Irish Catholic or an Italian Catholic had said, male, had Democrat or Republican, had
As
said that.
As someone who used to go to the South Bay Mall, there is an Olive Garden.
There is?
Yeah. I'm not an Olive Garden girl myself, but there is definitely one there. And there's been some drama around that Olive Garden, let me tell you.
And I'll bet a lot of that drama around that restaurant and about the mall does not involve deplorable boomer rubes, does it, Grace?
I can't speak to that. I do not know.
Oh well, we're gonna play. We'll play the sound cuts for you in the later part of the show. I don't want to get that tied down too much. We'll stick with the national stuff for a while. 844-500-4242. That is the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. Let's play Don Limone, his latest outburst. We didn't play this stuff last night where he and Fredo Cuomo were saying, oh, you can't compare the riots on Capitol Hill compared to the riots across the country last summer. No, you can't, because there was no arson, for one thing. And there was some theft, but it wasn't organized looting like the riots last summer. And the police didn't look the other way as they did in so many cities, including, to a degree, Boston, where the entire department was not mobilized that night, knowing that these rioters were coming into the downtown area. I mean, it was much worse in other places like Seattle, Portland, Kenosha, but it was bad. It was bad in Boston. But anyway, this is Don Limone on the rioters last week. Cut three.
You can't say that. What everybody's like?
Everybody who voted for Trump is like them.
No, I just explained to you. If you are on that side, you need to think about the side you're on. I am never on the side of the Klan. I am never principled people, conservative or liberal, never on the Klan side. Principled people, conservative or liberal, never on the Nazi side. Principal people who are conservative or liberal, never on the side that treats their fellow Americans as less than, that says that your fellow Americans should not exist, that says your fellow Americans should be in a concentration camp, or that sides with slavery, camp, or sides with any sort of bigotry.
Right, and if they say, I don't agree with those people, I just like Trump's policy.
Well, then get out of the crowd with them.
This is an example of projection today. I'm never on the side of the Klan. Wait a second. Did Donald Trump speak at the funeral of former Exalted Cyclops Robert Byrd? No, he did not. Barack Obama did. Hillary Clinton did.
Barbaric.
It's true. And he's never on the side of the Nazis. What is Antifa if not Nazis? I know they call themselves anti-fascists, but again, that's Orwellian. They are fascists. They're the brown shirts of the Democrat Party. The Antifa is the paramilitary wing of the Democrat Party. What the Klan was in the 19th and 20th centuries, it's Antifa today. I'm Howie Carr.
As this year of COVID draws to a close, it's time to make sure your portfolio is ready for what.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I mentioned with Grace earlier that I just finished writing a column about the new sign outside the restaurant in Halifax that says Charlie Parker, give up 75%. It says take only 25% of your pay because that's what he's reduced all the restaurants to and everything else. About 5 minutes after I finished writing that column, I got a text message, another text message from him. It was, can a text message scream and harangue? Because this one did. And I just got a text from somebody else from 781. Quick question, Howie, can I get a restraining order against Charlie Parker? He's harassing me via text worse than my ex-girlfriend ever did. Let's make it a class action suit, 781. I'll be the second one. I'll bet we can get eight more people to join us for a class action suit to stop this nonsense that he's putting out there. All right, Grace is with us for Grace's News.
Hello, Howie. This just came across my Twitter feed, and I thought you'd enjoy it. So Ben Shapiro wrote the newsletter for Politico today. It's called The Playbook, and it was sent out to a bunch of people, and he basically talked about how liberals, are creating this narrative.
Ben Shapiro wrote it for Politico? What is this, some kind of affirmative action, reparations or something?
So it's interesting, because what he wrote about was how the liberals don't like to hear any other opinions. And, I'm paraphrasing, but he talked a lot about how they're lumping everyone into this group from the riots. And can you guess what happened?
He was accused of being a Nazi.
Politico just announced a 3 p.m. call with the newsroom, presumably to address today's complaints. And this is a report. It has clearly generated a wave of negative attention, and I fear it's already overshadowing a lot of great work done by journalists across this newsroom.
Oh, yeah.
This is especially confusing given the newsroom's welcome efforts over the last year to cover issues related to race in a more intentional, elevated, thoughtful way. And so my favorite tweet about this, because Brian Stelter, mentioned that they're calling this meeting, and someone tweeted, "The best part about this is that Politico employees are literally proving Shapiro's point in Playbook." This is exactly what he was talking about, is silencing differing opinions.
Yeah. 617 just says, hearing a CNN guy, that Don Lemon, making a comment about disrespecting half of your fellow citizens is rich. Yeah, Don Lemon, he was the one who cracked up when that Never Trumper was talking about the credulous boomer roofs.
Rick Wilson.
Right.
Who
didn't
Lincoln
like that
group.
Their math and geography.
Well, did you?
This is CNN.
Howie, did you hear that story that I mentioned earlier today about the credulous boomer rube panel?
Yeah, that they're turning on
they're
one another.
They're turning on one another because Rick
How
Wilson.
How unexpected in historical terms that revolutionaries would begin purging themselves after finishing purging the credulous boomer rubes.
It's so sad because, if they can't last, if the boomer rube panel can't make it, then I don't know who can. Howie, this is some non-political news, but Siegfried passed away, one half of the Big Cat Illusionist Act. Siegfried and Roy died Wednesday at his home in Las Vegas. He was 81 years old.
Is the other one dead too?
I think
Roy's still around.
I should know that, but I don't. Is he still around, Taylor? Can we get Taylor's going to fact check that. He's like our Daniel Dale here at the Howie Carr Show. He's going to tell us right now if Roy is still alive.
Incidentally, Grace, I was watching your show today. You know where I was watching it?
Where?
At the Sunrise Barbershop in Palm Beach.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Brandon's one of your biggest fans. He said, Howie, her show sounds a lot like yours, only she's better looking than you.
Oh, that
and
is
I said,
so
Says
nice.
Who? Says who?
Howie, in other news, I just saw this as well. Taylor just informed me that Roy actually died in 2020. So
that's what I thought.
The Big Cat Act is officially done.
Siegfried and Roy are not coming down for breakfast. I have a third person that wants to join the class action suit. He said he moved out of Massachusetts 5 years ago on his 617 phone. He's got a 404 phone now, but his 617 phone is still getting harangued by Charlie Parker.
Oh, geez.
See, yeah. Now I wish I was getting these alerts so that I could
file. No, you
don't.
You may wish you'd get you gotten one, but once you get the first one, you don't wish that, Taylor.
Guys, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I absolutely love my RAV4 XLE. I talk about my car all the time because it's such a smooth ride and I feel so glamorous driving it. I got it at Toyota of Portsmouth and everyone there is awesome. From sales to financing, they made me feel so comfortable and cared about. If you are in the market for a car, whether it's buying it or leasing it, Toyota of Portsmouth has a huge, sparkling, clean showroom and an incredible staff. They are located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them Grace sent you. Howie, this is a recent tweet. Mayor Lori Lightfoot says Chicago restaurants and bars need to be allowed to reopen as quickly as possible to cut down on instances.
Now that Trump has conceded.
Yes.
That's what it boils down to.
It's crazy, all these coincidences. I mean, people just really wanting to reopen the economy now.
Did you see Marty Walsh didn't take questions at his first press conference today after being nominated?
Why would he?
He's trying to fit in with the Biden administration, right? Nobody takes any questions. Plus, you think he wants to be asked about his $6 million bucks that he's got in his campaign account?
$6.2 million, Howie.
$6.2 million.
Let's be accurate here. As someone who just misquoted the governor of New York, I would like accuracy. Hey, Howie, another thing I wanted to say about that, though, is I'm just waiting for all of these press people to start complaining about how, like another day of no questions from Joe Biden. And they expect us to feel bad for them. They're the reason he got in. And they're the reason that he was allowed to not take any answer any questions. So I don't feel bad for them. I hope he stonewalls them and doesn't answer any of their questions. Why should he?
No, he shouldn't. You're right. Why should he? Jay from Chelsea wants to know, how much does a haircut go for at the Sunrise Barbershop? Don't you worry about it, Jay. I had to get the haircut because I'm going to Mar-a-Lago this weekend with the winners.
Mar-a-Lago!
Oh, yeah!
With the winners of the Howie Carr Have a Free Weekend in Palm Beach contest.
Oh, my gosh. That is so exciting.
Yeah.
What are you going to get, Howie? The meatloaf?
Well, actually, we're going on my birthday night, which is Sunday, but the Mar-a-Lago is closed for dinner on Sunday, so we're going to have to go over to the beach club, I think, on Saturday.
Ooh, are you going to have some chocolate cake?
I'll have a nice, maybe in honor of Jerry Nadler, I'll have a hot dog. They have very good hot dogs over at the beach club
Mar-a-Lago. Happy early birthday, Howie, and congratulations to those winners. That is so exciting. This is definitely the biggest prize we've ever given out.
Yeah, no, it is a nice prize, and I'm looking forward to it. And they're nice people, and they listen to us on our Fitchburg affiliate. Actually, I think they're from Westminster, Massachusetts.
Oh, awesome!
The K Zone. They won from the K Zone. That's good. I'm glad to. We love all of our affiliates, and we love everybody who listens and watches the show every day.
Indeed.
All right. What else have you got, Grace? You got anything else?
Howie, I do have one more story, but I'm really hesitating because I don't know if you'll even let me get it out. Media going gaga for Pelosi's impeachment outfit. Did you see this story? She was wearing the same dress that she wore for the first impeachment.
Yeah.
And they're all saying like, oh, my God. And this is another thing that's going to come back. You always.
Well, is that the same dress she wore to the Salem witch trials back
Howie.
In, what, 1673?
Howard, that is not nice. This is another thing that's going to come back, though, because for 4 years, Melania Trump has worn gorgeous outfits, and I'm just waiting for all the, you know, fawning pieces on Dr. Jill in her wardrobe. And this is just another thing. They love to characterize these liberal women as like fashion icons, and they're such bosses. And you didn't see one photo of Melania Trump, who always looks gorgeous. That drives me crazy.
208 says, Cuomo says we can't give meteorologists any credibility. I thought Dem said to trust science.
No, Cuomo's spokesperson. Cuomo's spokesperson.
It's the same thing. You know, ultimately, you're responsible for what your flack says.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Grace, don't worry about that mistake. That isn't even a mistake.
Does that not rise to the level of crowbar?
No, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Four people's bylines from CNN, and they say Representative Ted Lieu left his cubicle or his office in the Cannon office building, armed only with a crowbar. And everybody's going, does he think a crowbar is going to defend himself against a mob? Never bring a crowbar to a gunfight. It turns out I'm thinking there's no way he made a mistake. It's the reporters made a mistake. He said, when I left the office, I only took with me a crowbar, which are these yucky.
Which, if you're Ted
nasty,
Lieu,
nasty things, these health bars.
Ted Lieu, why do you make that correction? Just let them run with it.
But health bars have really come a long way since pro bars. There's a lot of better options. And it is, Howie, I think you can almost respect Ted Lieu a little bit more, because that's something you would do. I mean, if you didn't know when you were going to be let out of the building, you would definitely go for some snacks and take them with you.
But I wouldn't take a pro bar with me.
Where's that box of eclairs?
Where are my Cheez-Its? We don't know how long we're going to be here for.
You know, when I first read that he said that he took a crowbar with him, I said, what does he have a crowbar in his office for? Is he prying open some more ballot boxes?
You don't hear crowbars used that often anymore.
Only when you're breaking a window at a motorcycle bar.
That
you know?
Should have been their first tip that something was amiss.
Especially Ted Lieu. If ever there was a metrosexual member of Congress, it would be Ted Lieu. I don't even think he's ever seen a crowbar in his life. And now they've got him stalking the halls.
Is a place where birds go to drink.
He's trying to flee Freddy Krueger in a horror movie. And the only thing he could find in the attic was a crowbar. Now he's trying to get out. Oh, all right. Anyway, okay, thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
Every new year, all you hear is new year, new me. That usually means you'll be trying to pick up better habits. We're trying new things, and I'm doing the bike riding every morning. It was nippy today. It was in the 50s. The wind was blowing at 15 miles an hour, but I was still out there, and it didn't bother me that it wasn't as nice as earlier days. You know why? Because I had my Raycons. I was listening to Little Feat, the live album, Waiting for Columbus. If you take up a new habit, new hobby, whether it's bike riding or anything else, it's even better when you have amazing audio that makes the experience even better. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. Whether it's following along to directions in the kitchen, binging an audiobook while learning to knit, or powering through a new workout with a pumped-up playlist in your ear, a pair of Raycons can make any activity easier and a better time. Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone. Their wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium audio brands. And guess what? If you think having white stems dangling out of your ears looks ridiculous, that's something you don't have to worry about with Raycons. They come in a range of stylish colorways, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. And they don't just look great. Raycons perform wherever you take them, with up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat resistant construction, and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. You've heard me say this all before, haven't you? So if you still don't have a pair of Raycons, I've really got to wonder why. Raycons offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's it. You get 15% off your entire Raycon order. So feel free to grab a pair and a spare. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr. The original carpetbagger.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
Joining us now is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. Kevin, this is a real confusing time, isn't it? What do you recommend people do right now?
Confusing is a good commentary of what's going on right now, and everywhere in the markets and politics everywhere. You know, we've been in a conservative position with our clients since really the end of August. And we're holding in a conservative position. I told all my clients that we've had a lot of meetings here in the Bangor area today saying, hey, you know, we're going to hold right here. We're going to wait and see what happens. I think the stimulus money that Biden's talking about putting out in the economy, $2 trillion with a T, is going to – the market's like that, and it's going to be short-term. It's like a sugar fix, right? It's going to be short-term, 5, 6, 7 months. The markets will be okay. And then after that, I think reality check sets in.
How about inflation?
Well, I mean, you go to the grocery store. I ask my wife, you know, when she comes back from the store, how much you spend, right? And every week it goes up. Everything's going up in price. Take a picture of your gas pump. Look at the fuel costs starting to rise because of the anticipation. So that's going to drive everything higher. I mean, when you talk about these truckers paying more for their fuel, what do you think is going to happen at the Walmart store, wherever you're doing your shopping, right? Everything's going to go up in price. So ultimately, everybody's going to get hurt because of the inflation that that they're going to drive into the market.
Where can people go to get a get some financial advice, Kevin?
Well, if they want to call us, I'll give you the 800 number, Howie. It's 1-800-989-9100. We are giving out this week a what I call, and it's a good time, I think, for this, a 40-page worry-free retirement guide. I think it's good timing to get that out there because, again, people are concerned, especially retirees, you know, what's going to go on.
Worry-free retirement guide. And what's the number if they want to call to get that worry-free retirement guide?
Yeah, it's 1-800-989-9100, Howie.
And no obligations. No obligations. Go to Kevin Frisbee. I'm Howie Carr.